From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration is trying to head off a showdown over the effort by Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas to gain UN recognition of a Palestinian state. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered to hold direct talks with Abbas in New York City, but for now, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Abbas is pushing ahead with the UN bid.
In her meetings on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been explaining to other countries why the U.S. opposes the Palestinian membership bid. She's argued the only path toward Palestinian statehood is through negotiations, not through the UN. But Palestinians are moving ahead with their plans. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas told the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to expect a formal request of UN membership on Friday after Abbas addresses the world body. Ban would then have to send the request on to the Security Council, where the U.S. is vowing to veto it. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.
The Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy banning gays from serving openly in the military officially ends today. The policy has led to the discharge of more than 14,000 service members over the years, including Stephen Peters of San Diego. He was discharged from the Marine Corps. He said he was forced to live a lie.
I would have to do things as silly as have a picture of a girl from back home or a friend or something just to pretend like it was my girlfriend back home.
The Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was in effect for nearly two decades. President Obama says its repeal will not undermine the warfighting readiness of the military. Stock prices are higher in Europe today despite the move by Standard & Poor's downgrading Italy's creditworthiness a notch from A+ to A. Analysts say investors are putting aside concerns about debt problems today and awaiting the outcome of the meeting of Federal Reserve policymakers in Washington amid expectations the Fed may take some new steps to boost the U.S. economy. Terry Schultz says Italy recently passed an austerity budget, but S&P says the country needs to take further steps.
While Greece ranks eighth in GDP among the 17 Eurozone members, Italy is the third largest after Germany and France, and its default is unthinkable for the Eurozone. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's government last week adopted a massive austerity plan and promised to balance its budget by 2013, but the country's debt is still 120% of its GDP. S&P says the downgrade is justified by a poor outlook for growth in Italy and because it doesn't believe the Berlusconi government is able to respond effectively. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
New clashes with anti-government protesters in Yemen's capital have left at least six people dead today. Forces loyal to the country's embattled president fired rockets and mortar shells at unarmed demonstrators, and they fought with soldiers who've switched sides. The violence has prompted thousands of people to flee the city. This is NPR News from Washington. Union local leaders are gathering in Detroit today to review specifics of a tentative contract agreement between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors. That deal is expected to be put to a vote by the rank and file within the next week. In Southern California, union and management negotiators have reached a tentative contract deal, averting a strike by workers at some of the region's largest supermarket chains. Eric Anderson, a member station KPBS, says the agreement covers about 62,000 employees.
An around-the-clock bargaining session yielded a tentative deal that's being praised by both sides. Details were not released, but store officials say the package allows them to stay competitive. Union leader Mickey Kasparian says talks were up and down.
Things were slow, they weren't moving, and it just seemed to all come together in the 11th hour.
Both sides kept negotiating after Sunday night's strike deadline passed. Union members will vote on the pact on Friday. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
The military is investigating the crash of a Marine helicopter based at Camp Pendleton in California. NPR's Tom Bowman says both crew members were killed in the crash.
The Cobra helicopter crashed around 1 p.m. local time and set off a wildfire that took several hours to bring under control. Nine aircraft, including airborne tankers and helicopters, fought the flames. At least 120 acres were burned on the sprawling and arid Marine base. The Marines are uncertain what caused the Cobra attack helicopter to crash, calling the incident a mishap. An investigation is underway. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Carlsbad, California.
The U.S. government is testing an alert system in California that may someday warn people that an earthquake has hit somewhere else and is on the way. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.